I caught up with the cast of Have You Ever Been With an Asian Woman? And so, yeah, in 2019, Pornhub showed that Japanese was the most searched term, whereas Korean, Asian, and Indian showed significant gains in the most searched for terms in 2019. So I caught up with the cast of the theatre show who hoped to reclaim the power from being dehumanized and sexualized as sex terms. They're performing at Basement Theatre next Friday, and when I chatted with them a few weeks ago, it was actually the first time they'd all met each other and were about to start like the rehearsal and devising process the week after. And so Jamishka and Iowa are the directors of the show, and Elaine, Ellie and Ash are the performers. And so I talked to everyone except for Iowa, who couldn't make it. And yeah, we ended up talking for almost an hour, sharing personal stories and experiences and thoughts around sexualization, fetishization, porn, and the cultural differences with the conversations around sex. Due to time, we're only playing a short segment of that conversation, and the Furukura will be podcasted. So I'll begin by asking everyone to introduce themselves.
My name is Jamishka, and I'm a poet and a theatre maker with Iowa.
My name is Elaine, so I work for a social services agency. In terms of like this particular show, it got me really interested because of the topic, and I was just really keen to meet like-minded people. And I really enjoyed Gamishka's description of the kolpapa of the show as well, where we all can come together and really work together to form something.
I am an actor. That is what I do.
Kia ora, I'm Ellie, and I also work in social services, so I'm very excited to meet you.
My first question was going to be, what's behind the show? So what does doing this show mean to each of you guys? Why don't you begin?
So for me, the intention of the show is to really give people an inside look into our perspective as Asian women in the context of sex, sexuality, desire, what it feels like to not be represented in the media and all aspects of porn, and to take back the narrative for ourselves on stage and to let other Asian women in the audience feel connected with our kolpapa, hopefully, and with our messaging, and to say, white daddy, sit down. Just sit down and just don't even, yeah.
Because you're directing the show, eh?
Yes, with Iowa.
So how's that process been with Iowa working together? I guess it's devised, right? So
yes.
Walk me a little bit through
the process. So Iowa and I created a show called Go Home Carrie Manchet last year, and we've been creating some stuff along the way. We did the art installation, which is where this idea came from. And so for me, I really enjoy working with Iowa because she's very like-minded. And we don't come from a place of traditional theater making. We like to break the narrative, we like to disrupt, we like to kind of just tell people what it's really like without trying to fit into any boxes. And so this process, we've opened it up to invite more women to be involved in our wild endeavors or whatever that may be. Just, you know, reclaiming power for me is essentially what this is all about, and however we choose to express that, because we're doing it for ourselves. And so we want to celebrate ourselves on stage, and this process is going to be a celebration with all of us, I think, hopefully, and a way for other people in the audience to see us celebrate ourselves, so that when they leave the show, they can go and celebrate themselves in their own form. And so we're starting off with individual pieces, so everyone's got like an idea or a point of view that they want to talk about in the context of this theme. And we're just going to build and build and build and see what we come up with. And then I'm sure we'll have something really amazing for the show. Really, we've got a few ideas that Ira and I have been discussing. So we're going to talk about porn.
Oh, what?
In a satirical way.
What about you, like?
For me, like, in the for this show, like, what I'm really hoping is that there's going to be, it's a way for me to kind of connect with the people within the show, but I think also with the people who might be watching it. Like, for me, the fetishization of Asian women, to be honest, until I met this group of wonderful women, it's not really something I've thought about. But as we're sharing, like, stories, and really talking about what we're observing in the world, it's made me think and like reflect about my experiences and my interactions with people. And I hope that people can kind of leave the show feeling the same way.
What are some of those thoughts have been for you about fetishization? Any particularly angry moments in your life or moments that frustrated you about the way Asian women are fetishized?
Yeah, for sure. So a good example, just kind of building on what Gameshka was saying, like in terms of porn. Like, I think we've all been on Tinder, right?
Nope.
Nope? Okay, so all of us apart from Ali.
Because like in the lesbian world, there is another site called Pink Sofa. But this is before Tinder.
Oh, right.
I've been long married since Tinder came out. So.
Oh, okay. No, fair enough. That makes sense. Well, like in terms of my experience, like often like when you get swiped or like matches, you kind of see like a theme in terms of the things that people say, and often like without even talking to you, they already have an assumption of like who you are, what you like. Something that makes me quite angry is when you just are talking to this person and like something that they say is like, oh, you're Asian, you must be really tight. Like that, yeah. And so I guess experiences like that, and often like you just get it so frequently that you're just like, oh, okay, like it is just what it is, without really thinking that maybe that's not how things should be.
Yeah, I think the fact that we are confused about it for me is something that we wanted to talk about, because it's not always like a yes or no or a black and white situation. Sometimes we get comments said to us and it leaves us just feeling slightly uncomfortable or confused. Like, I remember I was driving this white guy home, and he said to me, I've never really been with an Indian girl before. And I was thinking, like, how am I supposed to comment back to that? And what is the point of you saying that to me?
Yeah.
And you think, is that an insult? Is that a compliment? So all these things swirl around inside of you. And
is it a come on?
Yeah, exactly. Is it like a move? Are you trying to make a move? But like, don't use the Indian card. Like, why does it have to be based on my ethnicity? And so I too, when that happened, I didn't realize I was being fetishized. But now that I've been having these conversations, and now that the internet has helped us become a little bit more woke, I think I look back and I was like, yeah, I was fucking fetishized, but I didn't know I was. And so that's like what this is about, is to say it can be really subtle, but it's not right. Like, for you to have an assumption about me based on my ethnicity is not cool at all. Even if it is like cute or like a move, it shouldn't be that way, because we don't do that to white people, so why do we have to face that? I think besides asexual, and I think that's probably why we've probably experienced that like fetish from white men, is because it's a power thing. But then you can also fetish culture, like what Katy Perry did when she wore the Japanese attire, and what Selena Gomez did in her music video. So those are the different elements to it that we want to talk about in the show as well.
And how about you, Ash?
It's like really important, just going off what we were just talking about before, how when we do get fetishized, we don't know that we are at the time. And I think that the show's really important in that sense, that we can now show the audience these like glimpses and stuff of being fetishized, and hopefully maybe that'll strike a chord in them to be like, oh wait, I relate to this as well, or maybe they don't, or whatever it is, but now they're more aware of it. And I think that that's like a very important thing to the show, to bring that awareness and really call people out. You're absolutely right, it's absolutely like a power thing, and I think a lot of it comes from these like patriarchal beliefs of like Asian women being submissive and sexualized and things like that,
Well, how about you, Ellie? What's brought you to this?
What I was thinking about was like, for me, this really is about the conversation starter.
Yeah.
And how, because a lot of us don't realize what it's happening at the time, it's like bringing it to the world so that we all kind of wake up to it, so we can name it, right, and show it. But the weird thing for me is that it's not, since I looked heterosexual or heteronormative and had long hair and fit the pretty little Chinese girl stereotype, that was when I was fetishized. But now, looking like I do, I don't get fetishized by white men, right? And it's just not really a thing in the lesbian community that I've witnessed or felt, for so many reasons. Like, women are so much more woke and so much more nuanced around racism. They're much more culturally competent, generally, like, blanket statement, right? And so when I was talking to me just about the title, I started thinking about, you know, fetishization of my own life, mm-hmm. and how within the queer community we have fetishization of Asian men from white, usually older white men, mm-hmm. And how they like the same things that white men like in Asian women. So smooth skin, tight holes. Right. So it ends up being about the tight hole, right? Yeah. Is really my kind of revelation that it ends up being about the patriarchy. Kind of what.
Do you think fetishization happens within the queer community in terms of the lesbian community?
Not that I've seen. Not that I've seen, not that I've felt, but I mean, that just makes that could, you could have a very different experience.
I've been thinking about it, because it's like what you guys have said, you know, often we normalize it or we repress it, and so I feel like as an Asian woman, you probably go through life just taking it and not even knowing it, yeah. So.
Well, see, and then I also thought about the take on me being a woman and me being lesbian, and asking myself the question, have I ever been with an Asian woman? And I was like, oh my God, I haven't. What is wrong with me? Like, am I racist? Is this my internalized racism? What is this?
But that draws on a point where I was talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about like what we watch in porn. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, like, I don't watch Indian porn because I feel oddly fraternal to it. Mm-hmm. So then does that make me racist because I'm opting out of watching my own ethnicity because it just feels like I'm watching a cousin or someone.
But is it heterosexual porn?
No, it's just all porn. It's like, I guess there's a preference. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just whenever I see Indian porn, I'm like not really turned on. But any other type of porn, I'm like, yeah, let's go. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's one thing that we talked about is like, do we fetishize other ethnicities? Mm. And then does that make us racist as well? Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. No, because that's something as well. I can't seem to watch Asian porn.
Yeah.
It feels, and I don't know why. And the thing is, I'm also aware that the dynamics and the process behind the creation of porn is also like, there's a dehumanizing aspect to it. So what's that relationship with being an Asian woman and also viewing porn, like, what are the ethics behind that?
I guess another reason why this is so important to talk about, which we discovered in doing research, is that if we only see ourselves being represented as submissive and quiet, then if anything does happen to us in terms of gender-based violence, we feel like we can't speak up about it. Mm. And so if we get to talk about our experiences from our perspective, especially in regards to the male gaze and how dehumanizing it is, then hopefully we can talk more about our experience of harassment and we can come out about it, and that the Me Too movement isn't just for white women, it's for all women. Mm-hmm. So that's a really important point that we wanted to.
Yeah. But we have the compression of our families here as well. So those of us who have migrated with our families, and if we're in situations of sexual or physical violence, then we also have that pressure from our families to not do anything about it, not say anything about it because of the shame of the family name. So there's that as well.
It's so hard to talk about sex to your family being Asian.
Yeah, so you can catch the show next week at Basement Theatre. And if anyone wants to talk to anyone about domestic violence, you can ring 0508 744 633 at Shine. And also for sexual violence, you can talk to Safe to Talk at 0800 044 3334. And the Auckland Women's Centre contact is 09 376 3227. And we'll be back after this.
God, I hate cyclists.
They always look so happy.
Yeah, and they're always riding right past traffic.
Bike lanes, it's not like we get special car lanes.
Wouldn't it be funny if I like started riding a bike, you know, just to show them?
Yeah, show them what it's like. Shove that fast, fun and efficient transport right in their healthy little faces.
T-White's Bikes are your number one in independent bicycle sales and repairs, with bikes for every budget. T-White's Bikes, Simon Street. Fuck traffic, ride a bike.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on